हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभं व्यास शंकर मध्यमास्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। We have just entered into the next prakriya called our panchakosha prakriya. Tasyedameva shiraha ayam dakshinav pakshaha ayam uttarav pakshaha ayam atma idam puchyam pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati. In fact, अन्नात् पुरुषः सवायेश पुरुषो नरसमयः देर एंड्स द सृष्टि प्रक्रिया और तटस्थ लक्षणम ऑफ ब्रह्मन. सो द इनडायरेक्ट डेफिनेशन ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड्स देर. आफ्टरवर्ड्स द फर्स्ट अनुवाक इटसेल्फ we have this mantra, tasyedame vashiraha. So after the swarupa lakshanam and tatastha lakshanam, tasyedame vashiraha onwards, panchakosha vicharaha, or inquiry into the analysis, the five koshas. Panchakosha viveka begins from tasyedame vashiraha. Okay, I'm reading it again. तस्येदमेव शिरः अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः अयम् उत्तरः पक्षः अयमात्मा इदम् पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. सो वाट् इस् द लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दिस् मन्त् वर्ड्स् एट् अ सी हियर् सी पञ्चकोश विवेक इस् प्रसेण्टेड् इन् द फार्म् आफ् अ बर्ड् इमेजरी विल् सी दट् आल्सो. Now, tasya idameva shiraha. Literal meaning, tasya means of that person, the annarasamayaha purushaha, idam eva shiraha. Now we are seeing the outermost layer of personality called annamayaha koshaha. In the physical body. How we see the physical body? Tasya idam eva shiraha. The teacher is showing now the idam eva shiraha. The shiraha is a sakaranta napusakalinga shabdaha. Shiras shabdaha. Therefore, idam eva shiraha. This alone is the head. This is the head of the human body. This is the right side. I am dakshina pakshaha. This is the right wing. I am again means what? Idam, I am mean the same. I am also means the masculine gender word. I am this. Idam this, neuter gender. I am uttara pakshaha. This is the left side. I am atma. And I am atma means it is showing the middle part, the trunk part from the neck to the hip. The trunk part, middle part is I am atma. The word Atma does not mean Atma here. The word Atma here, we are only analyzing the physical body. Make a note. It's only a physical body. What is this physical body is about? The physical body is called Annamayaha. A physical body is mistaken to be the Atma. Therefore, it's called Annamaya Atma. It is not Atma. Mistaken to be an Atma. So Annamayaha, it's a Koshaha, but mistaken to be Atma. And the middle part is what? The portion below the neck to the hip is trunk. It is said middle part. That is meant by the expression Atma. I am Atma. Then, idam puchyam pratishtha. This is the tail. Puchyam literally means tail. Pratishtha means support. The tail, this is the tail means the lower part. What is the tail? For a bird, tail is the back of the tail, is the part is the tail. So for a human being, what something like a tail? If you see the whole human physical body like a bird, look at the human physical body like a bird, the head of the human being, human body, is the head of the bird. The right hand of the human being is the right wing of the bird. Left hand of the human being is like a left wing of the bird. And the neck to the hip, the portion is the middle part of the trunk of the body, is like the trunk of the middle part of the bird's body. The puccham, the tail of the body, is like what he says, idam puccham pratishtha, means the portion below the hip, both thighs, our shanks and the feet, the whole portion below the hip is the lower part of the human physical body, is like the lower part of the like the tail of the bird. You're imagining, you see your physical body like a body of a bird. So tail, the lower part of the physical human body, forms the tail, is like a tail of the human body, bird's body. And this is the support. What supports the whole system? The two lower part. Therefore, pratishtha, which is the support. In this regard, there is the Rigmantraha. So this is a clean description of the only human physical body. And the human physical body is what? The human being, the human physical body is the outermost layer of the personality. And this is nothing but it is born of food, sustained by food. It's a modified form of food essence. Essence of the food eaten by parents. That's why it's called Anna Mayaha. Here Mayat is a Vikararthe, not Prachuryarthe. Vikararthe means what? In the sense of modification. Anna Mayaha means the body which is a modification of food, modified form of food, is Anna Mayaha. And it is mistaken to be the Atma, therefore it is called Anna Maya Atma. After analysis, when we discover this body is not the Atma, is not the physical body, then we'll take it as kosha. Until ignorance, as long as ignorance is, body is taken to be the Annamaya Atma. After the knowledge, body will be negated as Annamaya Kosha. Okay? Therefore, tasyedame vashiraha ayam dakshinaf. Dakshinaf pakshaha, ayam uttarav pakshaha, ayam atma, idam puccham pratishtha, tadapyesha sloko bhavati. See, tadapi yeshaha slokaha bhavati. You will come across this expression repeatedly throughout. After every kosha, we will see this. Regarding this Annamaya Atma also, regarding this physical body also, there is a mantraha. Slokaha means mantraha. Which mantraha? Rig mantraha. Regarding this Annamaya Kosha also, there is a Rig mantraha. The Rig mantraha is going to say something about the Annamaya Kosha. Okay, which we'll see in the following mantra. Okay. Before that, we'll see here. Iti Prathamaha Anuvakaha. So here ends the first anuvaka. I'm reading this English translation now. This is its head. This is the right side. The teacher must have shown to the student directly in the class. This is the left side. This is the Atma, middle part. Please make note, Atma does not mean the Atma, physical part. This is the tail, the lower part, which is the support. In this regard, there is the following Rig Mantra. Tad api yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Tad api, regarding this Annamaya Kosha also, yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Yeshaha Rig Mantraha bhavati. Rig Mantraha asti. Okay. Now, here Bhashyakara explains tasya idam eva shiraha, etc. Tasya purushasya. Tasya is a pronoun. Tasya means what? Purushasya. Purushasya means what? Not the entire human being. Annarasamayasya. The word purushaha here means just the physical body in this context. Tasya purushasya annarasamayasya idam eva shiraha prasiddham. of that Purusha who is the modification of the essence of food, Anna Rasa Mayaha, modification of the essence of food, this alone is the head, which is well known. Prasiddham Shiraha. So Shiras is an Sakarantan Apusakalinga Shabdaha, therefore Prasiddham. Prasiddham Shiraha is the head that is well known. The head that nods for everything. Swamiji likes this Tanjavur Bommai. Cannot forget his native place Bommai. Tall. Okay. The head that nods for everything. The head is well known because everyone gets headaches. There are many ways to arrive at the fact that you have a head. That is the head of the Annamaya bird. Okay, now Annamaya bird means the physical, you imagine the whole physical body like a bird. Then Pranamaya Dishu Ashirasam Shirastva Darshanat Ihapi Tat Prasango Ma Bhoditi Idameva Shiraha Ityuchyate. So Pranamaya Dishu, in Pranamaya, etc. What you know, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha. In all these other layers of personality, in all other koshas, there is now visualization of what are not heads as head. When Ashirasam, Shirastva Darshanat, Ashiras means what? They do not have heads. Only Annamaya has head. Other layers of personality do not have head. But we have to visualize every layer of personality having a head. Even though other layers of personality, other koshas do not have these limbs, parts, we have to imagine, visualize the parts for other koshas also. Therefore, Ashirasam, in Pranamaya, etc., there is visualization of what are not heads as head. Shirastva Darshanat. Ihapi, therefore, to avoid such a possibility, here in the Annamayaha also, the Upanishad says, this alone is the head. See, we have to simply imagine, simply visualization. So Upanishad already shows, now if you see, understand, already you see the physical body itself is like a bird's body. And see the head of human body, human being as the head of the bird. See the right wing and left, right and left hands of human being as the right wing and the left wing of the bird. And see the trunk of the human body as the trunk of the bird's body. And see the lower part of the human being as the tail of the bird's body. So, now the whole human physical body is likened to a bird's body. And now hereafter, based on this, all other layers of personality also will be visualized as though having these five parts, head, right wing, left wing, trunk, and the tail part. So he says, Pranamayadishu Ashirasam Shirastva Darshanat Iha Api Tat Prasangaha Mabhutiti Idameva Shiraha Ityuchyate. In Pranamaya, etc., this visualization of what are not heads as head, and therefore to avoid such a possibility here also, in Annamaya also, the Upanishad says, this alone is the head. Pranamayadishu, in the case of Pranamaya, Manomaya, etc., Ashirasam, Shirastva Darshanat, one imagines what are not heads as head. Pranamaya, etc., do not have a head. Right side, left side, and so on. Seeing a head in them is only a kalpana, imagination. Similarly, in Annamaya also, one may think that head is to be imagined for the bird. It is not imagined head. It is the head that is already available for the word this, which can wear a hat. These are simple things, prasiddham. Therefore, Bhashyakara is having a dig here. Prasangaha means that possibility. Prasangaha means situation, also prasangaha, context, situation, possibility, many meanings are there. So prasangaha means possibility. Mabhut should not be there. Therefore, the Shruti pointing out the head says, idameva shiraha, this alone is the head. This sets up the pakshi kalpana. This sets up the pakshi kalpana. A bird kalpana. A bird image. Evam pakshadishu yojana. Ayam dakshino bahuhu purvabhimukasya dakshinaha pakshaha. Ayam dakshino bahuhu purvabhimukasya dakshinaha pakshaha. Ayam dakshino bahuh purvabhimukasya dakshinah pakshaha. Ayam savyo bahuhu uttarah pakshaha. Ayam madhyamaho madhyamo deha bhagaha atma anganam. Madhyam yesham anganam atma madhyam yesham anganam atma madhyam yesham anganam atma. This is quoted from Aitareya Aranyakam, second chapter, third section, fifth mantra. So it says, Madhyam Yesham Anganam Atma Iti Shrutehe. Okay. In the same manner, Evam Pakshadishu Yojana. Evam, in the same manner, Pakshadishu, in the sides, etc. Paksha adishu, in the sides, etc. Yojana. Yojana means there is a, we have to connect. Yojitavyam. So yojana, we have to connect. Connect means what? We have to understand. In the same way, other sides also. I am dakshino bahuhu. The right hand of the person, anybody. I am dakshino bahu, you all can see, touch, you don't see your right hand. Dakshino bahu, the right hand of a person who's facing the east. Purvabhimukaha. Purva dish means eastern direction. Purva means east. Purvam is a new, purvam if you say before, prak. But purva dish means eastern direction. Purva abhimukaha. Abhimukaha means the person facing the eastern direction is what? Purva abhimukam. So purva abhimukaha means kiraka noki nokiyavan. Purva abhimukaha kiraka nokiyavan. The one who is facing towards, facing the east. So purva abhimukasya dakshinaha pakshaha. The right hand of the person facing the east is right wing. Ayam savyaha bahu uttaraha pakshaha. Savyaha means left. Savyaha bahu, left hand, is the left wing of the bird. Left wing of the bird. His left hand is the left wing. It's an imagination. Ayam madhyamaha deha bhagaha atma anganam atma. The middle part of the body is the support of the limbs, because our hands and legs are all connected to the, they can't hang by themselves, supported by the trunk. Therefore, Anganam Atma. Here the word Atma means again support. Make a note. The word Atma in this context means support. Anganam Atma means Anganam Sahayakam. The middle part of the body is the support of all the limbs. Ayam Madhyamaha Deha Bhagaha Atma Anganam. The middle part of the body is the support of all the limbs. Madhyam Hyesham Anganam Atma. The central part, Madhyam, the central part of all the limbs. Yesham Madhyam Hi Yesham Anganam Atma. The central part of the limbs is indeed He, Anganam Atma. The support of the limbs is called the Atma. Says the Shruti, Aitreya Aranyakam. Okay. In the same manner, it should be understood with reference to Pakshas also. Not only the head, Pakshas also have to be understood. Dakshino Bahuhu means southern hand. We generally say Dakshina, Dakshina means right side. But really speaking, it is southern side. How? When you face east, then your right hand will be in the south. Right hand will be towards the southern direction. Therefore, Purvabhimukhasya, for the person who is facing east, Dakshino Bahuhu, his southern side hand is right wing. I am Savyo Bahuhu. The northern side hand is Uttaraha Bahuhu, Uttaraha Pakshaha, left wing. I am Madhyamo Deha Bhagaha. The middle part of the body is Atma Anganam. All the limbs, all the important parts are predominantly located here. Therefore, it is the Atma. There is no other meaning. Bhashyakara quotes a line from Aitareya. Madhyam hi yesham anganam Atma. What is in the middle part is Atma. A commentator says, Madhyama bhagasya sarvanga sparshitasya. This sarvanga sparshitaya. Madhyama bhagasya sarvanga sparshitaya. Sarvanga vyapakatva rupam atmatvam yuktam. Iti hi shabdartha. It is not Shankar, it's another commentator who says, a commentator says, the person who commented upon Shankara's commentary, he says, that this is not given in Sanskritam, I'm reading it again. Madhyama bhagasya sarvanga sparshitaya. As all the limbs are located, touching the Madhyama Bhaga, the central part, Sarvanga Vyapakatva Rupam Atmatvam Yuktam Iti. So this central part being connected to all the limbs, it is as though pervading all the limbs also. Therefore, it is appropriate to say, use the term Atma for the central part. Atmatvam Yuktam. It is appropriate to say the central part also as Atma. Why? Because it is as though pervading all the limbs, being connected to the limbs. It is Shabdartha. The meaning of the word hi is that it is proper to say the middle part is Atma because the middle part is more pervasive and connected to all parts. Idam iti. If anybody wants anything, please stop me. I'm just going ahead. Idam iti. Nabhehe adaha adastat. Sorry. Nabhehe adastat. Idam iti. Nabher adastat yadangam tat puchham pratishtha. Idam iti. Nabher adastat yadangam tat puchham pratishtha. To break it, nabhehe adastat யத் அங்கம் நாபேஹே அதஸ்தாத் தி போர்ஷன் பிலோ தி நேவல் நாபிஹி நாபேஹே பாசிட்டிவ் நாபேஹே அதஸ்தாத் யத் அங்கம் தி போர்ஷன் பிலோ தி நேவல் இஸ் வாட் தத் புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா தட் இஸ் தி டெய்ல் தி சப்போர்ட் பிரதிதிஷ்டதி அனயா இதி பிரதிஷ்டா. Why is this tail part, the lower part, is called pratishtha, the support? He said, pratitishthati. Prati is the prefix, tishthati is the verb. Pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. So that, because of this alone, it remains stable, supported. Therefore it is pratishtha. Pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. Puccham iva puccham. Or I can say that by which something has stability is called pratishtha. Pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. Pratitishthatyanayeti pratishtha. You have to make a yansandhi, gunasandhi and all. You have to make a note of it. Pratitishthatyanayeti pratishtha. Pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. That by which something has stability, something remains stable. Pratitishthati means remains stable. That by which something remains stable is called pratishtha. Puccham iva puccham adho lambana samanyat yatha goho puccham. It is like the tail because it is hanging down. Located down, just as the tail of a cow. Goho yata goho puccham, just as the tail of the cow. Tail of a cow. All adho lambana samanyat, due to its hanging down, located down. It's like a tail. Therefore, it is called puccham. Okay, puccham iva puccham. Adha adolambanam means hanging down. Samanyat, due to that appearance. Yatha goho puccham. The word idam in idam puccham pratishtha refers to whatever limb that is below the navel. And that is the tail, the support. That by which something has stability is called pratishtha. It is like a tail, because it is hanging down, located down, just as the tail of a cow. Idam puccham pratishtha. This tail is support. The word idam means nabhehe adhastad yad angam. All the limbs, like the legs and so on, located below the navel. Located below the navel. That puccham, that is tail. There is no tail as such for a bird. It is the tail part that gives the bird support in all its movements, like in a plane. The lower part is pratishtha for this body because pratitishthati anaya iti. By this, the body stands stable. So it is puccham, iva puccham. It is not a tail really, but as though a tail. The common feature of comparison is adho lambana samanyat. Adho lambana samanya, samanyam. Samanyam, the common feature of comparison is adho lambana samanyam. So samanyat means what? Due to the common feature of teacher, the comparison is possible. The common feature of comparison is adolambana samanyam. Both are hanging down. Lower part is hanging down as though from the trunk standpoint, like the tail of a cow. Yetat prakritya. உத்தரேஷாம் பிராணமயாதீனாம் ரூபகத்துவ சித்திஹி மோஷானிஷிக்த த்ருத தாம்ரார் மோஷானிஷிக்த த்ருத தாம்ராரி பதிமாவத். இட்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். ஏதத் பிரகிருத்ய உத்தரேஷாம் பிராணமயாதீனாம் ரூபகத்துவ சித்திஹி மோஷானிஷிக்த த்ருத தாம்ராரி பிரதிமாவத். So Shankara talks about the mold. Etat prakritya. Prakritya means what? Based on. See prakaranam. Like that, no? We say prakaroti. The indicable participle of prakaroti is what? Prakritya. So prakritya based on etat this. Etat prakritya based on this. உத்தரேஷாம் பிராணமயாதீனாம் ரூபகத்துவ சித்தி. ரூபகத்துவ சித்தி மீன்ஸ் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ம், அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆல் அதர் பிராணமயா எக்ஸெட்ரா. பிராணமயாதீனாம் ரூபகத்துவ சித்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அ சிமிலாரிட்டி இன் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் ஃபார் பிராணமயா எக்ஸெட்ரா. Which come later. Okay. Musha Nishikta Druta Tamradi Pratimavat. See, Pratima means an idol. Pratima. Like an idol. Pratima Vat. Vat means what? Like. Pratima Vat. Like an idol. When you add Vat, it gives the meaning of Vat. Like. Pratima Vat. Like an idol. Which idol? Tamra Adi. Like an idol made of molten copper, etc. It can be a molten copper, molten brass, molten silver, molten gold, anything. Who is Adi? It is like an idol made of molten copper or melted copper. How do you melted copper? Druta Tamra. Druta means melted. Molten Tamram means copper. Druta melted. How do you get the verb here? Dravati. Dravati means what? Flows. Dravaha, liquid. Druta means actually flown. Taken as melted. Okay. Druta tamra means melted flowing metal. Notice. Okay. So here he says, Druta Tamra Adi Pratimavat. It is like an idol made of molten copper. And that molten copper is what? That is poured into a crucible. Musha means crucible. Musha. Musha is a Strilinga Shabda. Nishikta means placed or poured. Nishikta is a participle. Poured. Musha. Crucible. Nishikta poured. Musha Nishikta Druta melted. Molten. Tamra copper. Adi etc. Pratima Vat like an idol. So now every pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya etc. They don't have form of their own. Only physical body has these five parts very clearly. Is it easy to imagine the gross physical body having all the five parts to like a bird's body? How to imagine other koshas? They don't have any form. So he says, Musha Nishikta Druta Tamradi Pratimavat. You can memorize this nice sentence. Musha Nishikta Druta Tamradi Pratimavat. It is like an idol made of molten copper that is poured into a crucible. Okay, so etat prakritya uttaresham pranamayadinam rupakatva siddhihi musha nishikta druta tamradi patimavat. Based on this, a similarity in form is accomplished for pranamaya, etc., which come later. It is like an idol made of molten copper molten copper, etc., that is poured into a crucible. Etat prakritya uttaresham pranamayadinam rupakatva siddhihi. Based on this annamaya bird, pranamaya, etc., that come later, gain a certain form. Because annamaya is already there with the form, which is likened to a bird, pranamaya that is within and pervades annamaya also gets a similar form. Like what? Like mosha nishikta druta tamradi patimavat. Like a molded copper idol. Mosha is a mold crucible. In this mold, when druta tamradi, molten copper, etc., a mixture of 5 molten metals, panchaloha, when druta tamradi, molten copper, etc., a mixture of 5 molten metals, panchaloha, or nishikta, poured, one gets the desired image. The molten metal pervades the interior of the mold and takes the same form. Pratima image is there in the crucible. The process of making a mold is like this. They first make a wax model of the desired object, the desired image. They first make a wax model of the desired image. Then they apply a special sandy clay all over the wax, leaving a hole on the top and bottom. This clay is dried in the sun. Then they heat it in a fire and the whole wax inside gets liquefied in the heat and comes out, leaving behind the image in the place where the wax was before it was melted. So the wax inside gets liquefied in the heat and comes out, leaving behind the image in the place where the wax was before it was melted. Thus, the crucible is made first. Then, they pour the molten metal in the crucible. After it cools down, the clay shell is broken and we have the idol ready. Like the molten metal pervades the crucible and gets the shape of the crucible. Similarly, pranamaya pervades the annamaya and gets the shape of annamaya. So too, manomaya pervades pranamaya and gets the form of the pranamaya, and so on. Beautifully said, isn't it? Tadapyesha shloko bhavati tasminneva arte. Tastat means tasminneva arte brahmanokte annamayatmaka prakashakaha eshaha slokaha. Tasminneva arte regarding that, in that same meaning, brahmanokte annamayatmaka prakashakaha eshaha slokaha. Tasmin brahmanokte annamayatmaka prakashaka esha prakashakaha eshaha slokaha mantraha bhavati. So in that same meaning, which the brahmana section has just now talked about, what is said in the brahmana, there is this Rig Mantra that reveals the Annamaya Atma. So this Rig Mantra, which is going to follow also, discusses the Annamaya Atma only, which is mentioned in the Brahmana Upanishad. தத்து தஸ்மின்னேவ அர்த்தே இன் த சேம் மீனிங் பிராமணோக்தே அசெட் இன் தி பிராமணா ஏஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி தர் இஸ் திஸ் மந்த்ரா விச் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி பாடி விச் இஸ் தி ஆத்மா இட் பிகின்ஸ் வித் அன்னாத்வை பிரஜா பிரஜாயந்தே So, first section we have completed. We're entering into second section. Anuvakaha. Vitiyaha Anuvakaha.